Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Will there be much retail cheer this holiday season?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good day to you from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Happy shopping today, if that's your bag. Today marks the traditional start of the holiday retail season. Stores are hoping for better numbers this year, and there's a hint of optimism this time after they were hammered during the Great Recession. One of those big retailers hoping for a bump is Macy's. The company also owns Bloomingdale's and other department stores across the country. Terry Lundgren is CEO of Macy's, Inc., and he's with us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. There's a little bit of optimism out there that I'm feeling, or that I'm seeing anyway, for the holiday retail season. What are you seeing from Macy's and Bloomingdale's so far?
Well, so far, we've had a very good year. For the first three quarters, both Macy's and Bloomingdale's are running up close to between 4 and 5% on same-store sales year to date. So we feel very, very good, and we're forecasting a continued strong performance of plus 3 to 4% for the final quarter. So we feel pretty darn good about this year.
The retail sector, though, as you know, has been hammered over the past few years. What have you done to prepare your company in case something happens?
Like the White House has suggested, we didn't waste a good recession. So the last 2 years, we've made major changes, particularly at Macy's. We felt that when we saw the challenge in the economy in 2008, that would be a good time to begin to make some of these changes, because business is going to be tough no matter what the circumstances. We replaced all of the regional opportunities with 69 district teams living in various markets, so we really got to know our customers. It's really local knowledge. You know, like what sells in Los Angeles this time of year is obviously very different than what sells in New York City, and what sells in Miami is very different than what sells in Minneapolis. And having experienced former buyers and former planning executives living in those cities and guiding our buying patterns has made a huge difference for us.
A lot of people are doing their shopping online, right? How has the internet changed the way you folks do business these days, as far as shipping costs and things like that?
Well, if you spend $99, that's the number that we seek from our consumers. If you spend $99 in this period, we're going to ship it to you for free. That gets us to a hurdle rate that makes it not profitable necessarily, but it generally will raise our average unit sale and make it worthwhile so that we can break even on the shipping cost based on the higher purchase.
Your department stores are thought of as mid to high-end retailers. What do you think it says about the economy if these stores are on the upswing?
I think people are making their checklist. They're deciding how much money they want to spend on gifts. But the difference is they're spending money on gifts, and then they're buying something for themselves. And I think that's been the big early turnaround for us in these last several weeks. And I'm hoping that idea, you know, carries on through the holiday season.
Terry Lundgren, CEO of Macy's Incorporated. Terry, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are off right now about 0.75% for the S&P 500. The NASDAQ down about 0.3%. The Dow off 88 points at 11,099, and global stocks finished lower. Worries over European sovereign debt continue, too. Portugal denies it's going to need a European bailout, but there are fears its debt is too much. Now there's talk of doubling the size of the emergency fund, the European Emergency Fund, which would be a huge burden on the European Union's biggest economies.
I would be absolutely amazed if Germany would agree to this, because obviously they have to cough up most of the money. There seems to be a terrific fatigue in Germany for bailing other countries out.
Ruth Lee of the Arbeitnot Banking Group. Nevertheless, German Chancellor Angela Merkel tried to allay fears about European debt, saying the EU will emerge from the crisis strong.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com.
A survey from the National Retail Federation finds that cell phones are hot this holiday season, but not as gifts, as shopping tool, Andrea Gardner reports.
The toy department at Target is packed and noisy, but Shelley Scanlon stays focused. She takes out her smartphone and aims it at the toy she wants, Sheriff Woody from Toy Story.
At Target, it's $54.99. And it's searching. Amazon.com has it for $49.99.
Meet every retailer's worst nightmare before Christmas, an app called Shop Savvy that turns your phone into a barcode scanner and search engine. On Scanlon's screen is a list of other retailers who carry Sheriff Woody and their prices. In a down economy, this is powerful information.
$5 starts to add up.
That's Alexander Muse, the creator of Shop Savvy. He says millions of shoppers have the app and are planning to use it during the holidays.
And that means that during kind of this Christmas shopping season, Shop Savvy users are going to save around $150 million. And so it makes a big difference in a lot of folks' pocketbooks.
And to retailers. A recent survey from WSL Strategic Retail says a quarter of consumers use their phones when they shop, often to compare prices, says WSL analyst Candace Corlett.
Retailers have got to join in. You're not going to fight it, so you might as well join it and find a way to use it to your advantage. Because shoppers are going to embrace this technology. They already have. It's going to be the in-store service tool of the future.
Many big box stores now advertise their price matching policies so that consumers who get alerted to better deals elsewhere won't leave empty-handed. Some, like Best Buy, have created their own apps to keep shoppers in their sights.
The app now puts it right in the palm of your hand, and you can expect that they would go up to the manager and say, here, look, here's the price, $4 less, match it.
Corlett says the smartphone could eventually replace the sales associate, but first it will have to learn to gift wrap. In Los Angeles, I'm Andrea Gardner for Marketplace.
And finally, Pennsylvania tobacco shop owner Ron Ray sold himself a winning lotto ticket. Ray says the $1.8 million will help him retire, and because the ticket came from his store, he's going to get an extra $10,000. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
During this economic downturn, a lot of people have cut back. They did not pass go. They did not collect $200. But one thing they didn't stop buying is Monopoly.
It's a nice tonic for uncertainty, and it provides people with an opportunity to pretend that they're rich, even if real life is not treating them so well.
I'm Tess Vigeland. Why we all love free parking and community chest. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.